Iran's domestic production capacities. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. As you know, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, dubs every Iranian calendar year with a theme which fits to the conditions of the time. The leader named this year as the year of production, knowledge-based, job-creating. The themes of the year are chosen by Ayatollah Khamenei to motivate the officials and the people towards putting the internal potential capacities into effect to push the country on the course of progress. Thus, we have prepared a series to briefly review Iran's capacities in various fields. In this episode, and the next two episodes of this series, we will dwell upon the reasons of the leader's high emphasis on production. Stay tuned, please. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, chooses the theme of every year according to the most important issue of the day. For more than one decade, the leader has put economic names on the Iranian calendar years. This is due to the fact that, for the past decade, the enemies, especially the U.S., have highly escalated economic war against Iran. Economic sanctions have been imposed on Iran since the victory of the Islamic Revolution. But after the failure of military aggression, the global arrogance and its hangers-on have highly concentrated their attention on economy to affect Iranian nation's livelihood and bring the Islamic system to its knees. This has been seriously put on the agenda of the U.S. regime and its accomplices in Europe and their minions on the region to put Iran's economy in a bottleneck and cause a rift between the people and the ruling system. Ayatollah Khamenei said in 2018 in his speech at the Holy Shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, that the theme of every year is chosen on two purposes. Firstly, to direct executive policies and practice of government officials, and secondly, to make public opinion heedful. In other words, besides the officials who make decisions, public opinion should also take heed of the theme of the year in its behavioral pattern. The themes that are chosen by the leader for Iranian years are supportive in nature. To make it clear, the leader deeply believes in supporting domestic production as he is fully aware of the internal capacities. This both revives closed industries and strengthens active ones. Moreover, these themes are chosen to counter and thwart foreign pressures, particularly the U.S. sanctions, which have all been imposed illegally to destroy the Iranian nation. Although negotiations have been continued for more than one decade on removal of sanctions, Ayatollah Khamenei has always stressed increase of efforts to thwart sanctions. Years ago, when he raised the resistance economy, the leader emphasized the empowerment of domestic economy to act as a bulwark against economic pressures. In fact, he had accurately predicted the cruel efforts of the enemy to put everything in the list of sanctions. In other words, the U.S. and its comrades in crime would have sanctioned even air and water for the Iranian nation if they had been able. Furthermore, the leader believes that economic interaction with other countries should be based on domestic potentials. He stresses that this interaction would be constructive only when it is done from strong position. In other words, it will be useful when we interact with regional and global customers, mainly as an exporter rather than an importer. As a matter of fact, Ayatollah Khamenei knows the economic challenges facing the government and the people. Dubbing consecutive years with economic themes has aimed at motivating the officials and people to double their efforts and make the best use of the existing capacities to make the best decisions for confronting the cruel enemies. The United States and its European and regional accomplices have focused their efforts on economic war against the Islamic Republic of Iran for over a decade, since they know well that they will be the losers of any military adventurism. The global arrogance has spared no effort to deal a blow to Iran's economy. It does not like to see the Islamic Republic turning into a role model for free and independent nations. Ayatollah Khamenei says on the importance of resistance economy, it is with a strong economy, strong, sure, and self-relying production that we can select, move, act, increase the value of national money, to enhance people's power of purchase, and without a strong economy, we will have neither dignity nor security. This is the importance of economy.